Weekend on the Rock, Kansas City's Rock Station, and Addicted from Saving Abel from their self-titled. You know what's amazing is that song has blown up to a point where we could no longer deny the fact that Saving Abel are for real and are going to headline our second stage at Rockfest 08. How does it feel to come in here to Kansas City for your first chance to do a Rockfest and see 50,000 people out there in front of you?
It feels unreal in a sense, man, because we were all standing in line years ago, months ago, to see these bands, yeah.
And now we're hanging out with them.
Yeah, we're like eating dinner with them, you know, by the catering tent. That's pretty wild.
Because this is still new for you. You guys are just now sort of getting off the on the road and doing your thing. And the project is just starting out. The record company sent out the CD, and everybody was like, hey, there's this band. This is kind of quirky. Let's put it on the air and see what happens. And the phones blew up. And I know it's not just us that it's happening to. You guys are having probably the best launch of a new band in a long time in recent memory. That's awesome. Got to be overwhelming.
Dude, we're loving it, man. We got a lot of good people networking for us, doing a great job, dude. They're helping us out a lot. And it's awesome to be here in Kansas City today, man. So many people.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
dude, it's incredible. So many people partying. I mean, they're doing it the way we like to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I am at it. I can totally get that. So tell everybody the background behind the band. Obviously, it's our first chance to get a chance to talk to you. Tell everybody how everybody came together. And who the hell is Abel?
We actually started the band about 3 years ago. Me and Jason here did a couple acoustic acts. And we recorded in the studio in Memphis, which led to our production deal, which basically consisted of Kid forming a band around the songs that he and I had written. And that's basically how we got started. You know, we started recruiting members from our local hometown. We went to school with our bassist and our drummer. And Scott over here, our lead guitarist, actually came in for studio session work for our album. And by the time we were done, he ended up with a choice to either get with the band or get paid for his work. So he joined the band.
Is that a common thing that guys come in and they do studio, that like other guys play on band's records? Does that still happen? I mean, that you hear about that in the pop world, in the top 40 world, that there are guys, like, let's face it, Ace Frehley didn't play on like half of Kiss's records.
Right. Well, dude, all right, then there's always that thing, you know, it's like in the studio, time is money, and if somebody can't pull off the chops or something, you know, labels typically get upset, and then there's like guitar whores like me, for lack of a better term.
Jimmy Page was that guy, by the way.
Yeah.
That's how he started out. Jimmy Page has played on like almost every great song in the 60s,
yeah,
like Kink songs and Who songs and all that stuff.
Dwayne Allman.
So there's good money in that. Stuff.
Yeah, I mean, dude, honestly, I was making a pretty good living, but at the same time, I needed to be in a live band. I was playing Jesse's Girl at the casinos, and I was like,
were you
come
really?
On, dude, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Did you get ass doing that, though? I mean, could you pull some ass?
It was not high caliber ass, but there was some ass to be had.
We have upgraded.
Yes, you have, and welcome to Kansas City. How long are you guys going to be in town?
We're actually going to stay at
2 a.m.
Yeah, 2 a.m.
So you got plenty of time to you know, once you get off stage and do your thing, come over, watch Stones Temple Pilots.
Yes, exactly.
And
can't
and
wait
engage
to see
in
guys.
Some recreation.
Yeah.
The way
yeah.
you put it, yeah.
I'm just trying to save a potential lawsuit. You never know if there's a future baby mama listening.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think it's brilliant, man.
Saving Abel, welcome to Rockfest. And of course, you got the brand new CD and doing your thing and Addicted. Who is Abel?
That's from the Bible, Cain and Abel, the story of Cain and Abel.
Sure.
And I just said I was going to read the Bible front to end, and that's as far as I got. So I got interested in the story and just Googled it to see what else I could find, you know. And there was a line that came up, there was no saving Abel. And at this point, we were just waiting on a name to be a band. We had all the players in place. We had the songs, and we just needed a name. So that was better than Cherry Bomb or Digging for Dirt.
Yeah, we had like 15 tunes at this point, but we couldn't move forward because we didn't have a band.
I've always been fond of Suicidal Bookshelf. I've always found that to be a great dichotomy right there. It's very artistic.
Yeah. Warm Bucket of AIDS.
Bob Hope's Liver Spot.
See, you and I could probably do this forever, man. The whole band name debacle.
We could do this all night. So, it's funny, though. Did you get any copyright problems from the writers of the Bible? Have they stepped up and said, hey, you guys are infringing on our intellectual property rights?
No, I think we're good there.
You're good? You all right?
Yeah, our A&R guy actually A&R'd for Collective Soul, and that's one of the things he told me that Ed Roland has said, if he's having problems writing, he'll always go to the Bible because all of those guys are dead, you know, and having problems.
I thought you were going to say he A&R'd for like the 12 apostles or something.
You know, it's really funny. There's a lot of, like, and I don't want to get too deep into it because it's not that kind of a show, but there's a lot of spirituality and a lot of, like, personal reflection going on. Now, Another Black Day, those guys are all really sort of hardcore Christians as well. And,
right.
And a lot like Creed and a lot of these other bands and Collective Soul and U2 that are sort of broaching spirituality in their music. How much of that is a part of your thing, or is it just the band name and that's it?
You know, several of the songs,
you can catch hell, man, for people.
Right. Several of the songs started out as, you know, that's one of the things Jared and I were doing at first, is the acoustic duo. Shay's, one of the tracks on there, started out as kind of a, you know, a spiritual song, and as we went and got further into the writing process, you know, we
and, you know, it kind of got into the groove of things, you know. But, I mean, being from the Bible Belt, you know, we always had religion and spirituality, you know, in our lifestyle.
Sure.
But, you know, we also had rock and roll, thank God.
Yeah, sometimes some of those things are diametrically opposed.
Yes.
But it's okay if you can hang for an hour and all is forgiven.
There you go.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, that's the greatest thing about being a Christian. All you have to ask for is forgiveness and it's done.
It's you're done.
Exactly, and you're good.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Thank you guys for coming by, man. And thank you guys for coming to Rockfest and being this thing. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoy having you guys here and it's as much as the people love Addicted. It's Saving Abel live from Rockfest 08. 50,000 people, you guys are headlining the second stage. I hope it's the experience you all thought it could be.
Oh, it's already overwhelming.
Yeah, yeah, for us, too.
Well, thank you guys for
doing
it, man.
Thank you.
Continue broadcasting live from a sold-out Liberty Memorial. It's here, Paul, 98.9 The Rock.
Whoops!